seat. Thanks. Thank y'all for all the nice noise. So where I'm supposed to put my thing? Which side of this? It's round. King Arthur, huh? Well, that'll work. Ms. Hogan, where are you at? Como siempre, está en el mismo lugar, ¿no? Vente. No, no sube. Aquí está bien. This is Mrs. Hogan right here. Yeah.
Jesus is King.
That's the first time I ever heard her speak. We've been married like a long time. Soon be 46 years. Couple of weeks. It looks like we're going to make it. Ms. Hogan with me because she don't get to go everywhere. That'd be my fault. So how y'all, good? Why'd y'all get so quiet? Am I going to have to get serious? Are you serious? If I can, ask the devil. Y'all are friends with him, ask him. Whoa. All right. Thank y'all for letting my wife and I come. Some of my team is jealous. They want to be here as well. I ain't let them come. Y'all's pastors are part of our director, overboard peoples. I asked them to let me lean on them a little bit, and they thought about it for, I don't know how long it was, a while. And so I want y'all to realize that we're part of y'all as well, so y'all are part of us as well. And that's a good thing. It's a thing that the government likes, is people to that know you, to keep up with you, to help you stay straight as possible, and that's a good thing. It's very important to look each other in the face, and I just want you to know that y'all are part of that for us, and it's important to me as a human. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. All right, my clock says it's 7 o'clock, so it's not my fault from now on. All right. Now, there's a couple of things I want to share with you. The two of them, they expose me a little bit, and I'm not ashamed, so it'll be all right. I forgot to ask Brother Don, so I asked Ms. Laura. So that makes it okay, because she said it was all right. I went straight to the top. Look, there's a lot of evil out there, and that's not what I want to talk about. Unless you have to have it, I can scare you. Because we're... It's a true statement. In the last 14 or 15 months, we've been in 16 war zones. I've been quite busy infiltrating and annoying hell as much as possible. Yeah. I like my job. I am not ashamed to annoy hell. I like it because hell gets annoyed with me. It means I'm busy doing the right stuff.
Amen.
That's what it means. So, this is how I want to go about it. There's been a whole lot of angelic intervention I don't know what you know about that. I can't say as I'm a, what do you call it when you're an authority on the subject, but it happens to me a lot. They bother me, those things. It's true. But I wanna share with you that I was getting ready to come on this trip. Because that's all I do is make trips around the world. We've traveled, my wife's traveled a lot, but I've traveled a whole lot. In the last about 14 months, it's been about 230,000 air miles. And that's going around the planet 2.5 times. That's zigzagging everywhere, and it don't look like it's going to stop. It looks like as long as I'm going to put the money out there, heaven's willing to let it happen. So right now I've got the energy for it, so I'm going to keep it going. Because there's been probably a few hundred people over 8,000 saved in the last year in the meetings where I've been. And that's a lot of fruit to bring to God. It's not like the millions you see on some of those videos and that, but I don't go. There's places I don't go, but there is places I do, and some of them are dangerous. And the people are just willing to get born again, and I like it. I mean it. I'm telling you, I like this. I got thrown out of a nation or two this year, and that don't feel awesome, but it feels awesome when Jesus comes anyway, doesn't it? But I want to share with you, because I used to put a lot more interest and time in worrying about which particular verse to share when I talked. But I found out that all of them work. It's the weirdest thing. We believe that the Bible is the spoken word and written word of God. So where does it, who puts the calibration on which one is awesome and which one isn't? I don't know those people. I haven't met them, and I've been everywhere now. So I would really like for you to have patience with me if I seem like I'm going to be jumping around, because I'm going to be. It may not go together in your world, but in the world that we're occupying, it will. It's called the Holy Ghost. Okay. And so anyway, my wife and I do, except you can look at me, I'm big, but I do lots of fasting. I really still believe it's necessary. I believe it helps me to approach heaven. I believe it prepares me to confront hell. I believe it prepares me mentally, spiritually, and physically. I believe it's right to do. That's what I'm saying. All right. And so we do a lot of it. My wife and I are now incremented our lives up to 7 months a year now that we starve. But I don't look like I'm starving. It's because I don't know. Something happened during this whole matter of finding God, and he just takes care of me somehow. There's these nurses and doctors that get around me, and they just look at me and shake their heads. And they use these words, "You ain't right." And they're right. Because the normal case scenario that you believe in don't work. But the normal case scenario that I believe in works. It really does. And look, the other day I was preparing to come on this trip. You're part of this journey I'm on right now. And so I was preparing to meet you as well, face to face. And I went to bed pretty late. And I get awakened. I'm a light sleeper person. I'm quick to pick up a stainless 7-inch 44 for y'all that know what that means. And I really do wish I was more spiritual like y'all. But it turns out I'm really human oriented. And I get awakened. I'm on this fast. And I get awakened. And it's my wife and I have at our office where we sleep in Texas. There's through a hallway is my office where I pray. And when we went to bed, everything was off and calm, like it's supposed to be dark at night. And then I do earplugs, and then through these earplugs, it's 35 decibel earplugs. I hear a noise. I am so sorry to you that I didn't jump on the floor believing it was probably God come to talk to me, because I'm like on lots of days into this fast and that's what I'm believing to happen. But instead I thought home invasion and grabbed my pistol. I'm sorry. I am. I wish I wasn't as normal, as human as I am. But it turns out I'm just a normal old guy with a gun. Try my best not to be that guy, but I don't know, he just turns up. And so, you know, here I am. You know, it was really funny because I'm in this building. It's like Fort Knox. You can't get in there unless I let you in. And yet I got a gun and thinking home invasion, and I'm hearing the Bible going in there. This is weird to act like this. And so I go in there and I thought, I need some help. So I went back in there and woke up Miss Hogan. Hey, woman, get your gun. You should have seen us old people walking down through with our pistols. It was comical, all right. It is. It's just a joke how you are as a human. You really want to be like God, but I don't know. You find yourself, you just can't for some reason. And I do apologize about that, but it's how it is. So I would rather be honest. So I get in there, and I'm looking for these bad guys. And, of course, there's not any bad guys. The place is locked up. It's locked from the inside. You'd have to have a bulldozer to get in there. And so we put our guns down, and I'm looking around, and all the lights are turned on. Of course, it's unusual. That's not legal. That was the first time ever. And we've been married, I don't know, 700 or 800 years or something. And 46. And so, y'all, I'm not kidding you, the Holy Ghost, my Bose, my kids bought me this Bose deal. It's playing. My iPod is on the Bible, going in Spanish. I listen to it all the time. And I'm trying to figure out, how did this happen? Because it's not even possible for it to happen by itself, unless my iPod is connected to the internet, and then somebody could have hacked it, but they'd have had to also hack the electricity to get the lights turned on, and all of that. And so I'm thinking, this is weird. I'm not confused, but I'm interrupted. And so I went back. You know, I turned everything off and went to bed. In the morning, I get up, and early, and I'm bewildered. I'm not confused. I'm interrupted. And I don't like that. But heaven, what we've been singing, all of this stuff, this building, the whole thing is to try to get God's attention to interrupt our world. And then when he does, we come full of gun on him. It's horrible being a human. I'm so trying to get over that part, but it just won't go away. And so I went over there and tested everything, and everything was secured off with my numbers. You know how you do that code? I don't remember what it's called, that thing you had to put in. Somehow God knew my code to turn my thing on. 5 physical steps had to happen for all of that equipment to be organized where it was. That's an important thing. See, what I'm allowing in my world is intervention from the Holy Ghost. Amen. And he likes me. He likes me pulling the gun on him. Because it's weird. It's not right to do that. He loves me because I'm a human. And I'm trying to get over it and can't. You know, I'm at least honest over here. Now look. So I thought to myself, why'd he do that? I don't understand it. And then it dawns on me that the Bible was playing, and my wife finally says to me, it's probably the verses that were playing what we were supposed to understand. And I go, oh. And I, you know, and you would have got it like 14 steps ago. Not. But maybe. But I didn't. I'm a little bit thick up here. But once I get my hands on it, I will get you with it. I'm relentless with it. And God understands that part. And so I turned on the Bible. It was Psalms 19 and 20. And I'm going to start there. I really try to get past that first verse, but it don't work. I really do have something to say past verse 1, but I've been trying to explain this to people, but I'm having difficulty because I like the first verse. I'm telling y'all, I turned on that thing on chapter 18 of Psalms, going over there at 19, but I'm going to do it. I'm going to start. I'm going to try to get past verse 1. I mean, I can just belligerently pass it up, but I'm not that way. A lot of shoes over here. I wonder which one of them fits me. There's some good looking running shoes that look like they might fit me. And so, y'all, this thing that happened was important, okay? But I couldn't get it. I'm sorry to you that you are smarter than me. But I acknowledge that, and I'm all right with that. But what I did is I listened to 18, 19, 20, 21, and 22, and then I went back. And then I went back 4 or 5 times. And then all of a sudden it dawned on me what he was saying. Because all of the verses, every verse in there, I can raise the dead with. I know that the power of God is in every verse. Amen. It cannot be stopped. And okay, so, but finally, God finally got through. I mean, he did all that miracle thing with the angels turning my stuff on. And then it took a whole, like an hour or so for me to get what he was trying to say after I figured out that we maybe should listen to the Bible. Ms. Hogan helped with that. And I'm really impressed with heaven. Do you hear me? I am not in agreement with any of these demons that have come to your home and set up camp and you've learned how to tolerate them. That's a pretty bold statement. But I don't agree with you being hurt or your kids and you feeling like because of the way the system is around us, the liberality and the compromise that's going on everywhere. Because of it, you feel obligated to be okay with diabetes or glaucoma or cataracts or any of those things. I do not agree. And I'm going on record first against hell. In Jesus' name. And I'm going on record with the angels of God. I want all of them to bristle up that someone believes the gospel. I want the lightning of the heaven to run through the ranks of the energies of God. Because we decide to believe in the Great One. All right? And that first verse, though, it just throws me off. I just can't get past it. Psalms 19, verse 1. Somebody read that to me, will you? I know what it says, but just read it to me, please. Heavens do what? See, I'm traipsing around the United States right now. And I'm preaching the gospel everywhere. All the states. And I want you to hear me. The heaven declares the glory. Everybody tells me, man, I want the glory. Man, how do y'all get it? Well, we're gonna talk to it. Say it with me. Glory. You will do well. To listen to the sons of God. Glory. You will do well. To listen to the daughters of Zion. Shakaba. See, I was over there. This is for you, Mr. Melbourne, Australia. You didn't tell me your name. You said something else instead of your name. I was over there in Brisbane. I preach a lot there. I like it over there. And it's easy for me. Miracles are in your nation. I like it. And so I'm there, right? And it's the same story. You see the story you see in here? It's the same story. The place fills up. The music's amazing. They put their toys down here. And it's the same story. All right. And the results will be the same as well. Amen. There was a young man from Brisbane, came up to me. He was really quite aggressive. Now, I don't mind you being that way, but you must be ready for me to retaliate. Because I've never been able to be comfortable with aggression. I have to address it. And this fellow walks up and he saw I had a handkerchief. He says to me, I'm having that handkerchief. Well, I'm telling you right off, You can believe what you want, but that happens to be mine. Getting your hands on it is harder than you desiring it. And he says, I'm having that. I says, now, son, you got to listen to me. You're not having my handkerchief. Go to the store and get your own. Because I happen to know y'all sell them over here. He said, it's not happening. I'm having that one. I said, listen, this thing's expensive. You just think it's not expensive. Wait till you get on that jet and buy your plane ticket and go to Los Angeles and back. You'll find out $2 at Walmart is right. But getting over here and back is not the same as going down the store right down the road here. It's about $1,800 or $2,000, depends on what seat you sit in. And besides that, this one's mine, and I'm not willing to give it up. That's when this woman over here walks up, and I'm not paying attention to her because I'm busy with the aggression. She walks up and touches me on the arm. Well, I don't know about you, but I've been married like, I don't know, 2 or 3 million years. 46 years. And when she touches me, she don't say nothing, this woman. She just reaches up and touches me, and I'm looking at her. No, I told her, I will not give him my handkerchief. She didn't say anything, but the boy says to me, I'm going home with that handkerchief. Then the woman touches me again. I am really annoyed now. But you understand, if the woman's in favor with the guy, I'm not going to win that battle. She'll tell me, I'll buy you 50 of them things. That's not the point. Point is, I brought this from the United States. It's mine. Well, I had to give it to him. I said, first of all, you're going to tell me why you'd come up here and bother another man for some of his paraphernalia. I've been a man a long time, and I don't bother other men for their stuff. That's not normal to me. Well, he says, it's my baby. And, you know, and I look at him, I give a, I don't care. I don't care. You're a baby. What is your baby? You gonna blame it on a baby? You golly, what kind of male are you? Well, it turns out his baby was born a couple of days ago, and then it had a stroke. So that changes it all, don't it? You know I don't care about the handkerchief anymore, do I? This boy's in a bind. You hear me? He really needs help. And his mother, because his wife's down with just having a baby, so his mother tells him, look, David's coming. Go get his handkerchief. You understand he's not going home without that handkerchief? I don't blame him. It's all right. Because once I figured out exactly the seriousness of the problem, I lightened up on him. He gets all right for him to be aggressive. And Ms. Hogan was right. I should give him the thing. She knew about it before I did. I wasn't going to give it to him. Y'all, I don't know. I'm the best grandpa in the world. Do you understand me? Some of you grandpas should have spoke up. But since you didn't, I'll keep the title. Hey, you listen to me. I know I'm not a doctor by any means, but I understand this stuff. I had my latest grandchild was born 3 days or 4 days ago. Woman, Numbers. 3 or 4 days ago. Four. Okay. And little girl, and everybody's fine, and it's okay. So, I'm into this thing with these grandkids. But this baby that's got the stroke is not going to live. Do you know that or not? It's not going to live. We need an intervention from the Holy Ghost. We need the mercy of the gospel to intervene on behalf of this child. So I gave that boy some instruction. I said, you can have this thing. I don't want any money or nothing. I need you to bring this thing. And I need you to lay it on that child. And it's real simple. It's not a difficult prayer. You say, in the name of Jesus, that the man preaches this, the owner of the handkerchief, be healed. You know, they let that man come in that intensive care ward with my handkerchief. That was unusual also. Because they're at the end, when medicine and science is at the end, they'll pretty much let you do what you want. Understand? And so this boy goes in there and lays that handkerchief on that baby of his, firstborn child. Stroke, gonna die any second. And they laid that handkerchief on there and they prayed in the name of Jesus. And you know what happened instantly? Listen to me. Instantly, the machines went off. Instantly. Instantly. Yeah. It's good. And the little boy, the little baby was healed. And then a couple of days, 4 or 5 days, they let it out of the hospital and so forth. That's a good thing. Say that's a good thing. Say it. So that's why we're doing this. Hello? Because it works. This works. I need you to let it work. So say it with me. Glory.
Glory.
Come.
Come.
Glory.
Glory.
Come.
Come.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Declare.
The glory.
The glory.
Do you read it out of your Bible, right? You reading that? Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Declare.
The glory.
The glory.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Declare.
The glory.
The glory.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Declare.
See, it's important for you and I to be in agreement, because as touching any one thing, it shall be done of them of the Father.
Yes.
That's what your Bible says.
Amen.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Declare.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Heaven,
heaven,
declare,
declare
the glory,
the glory, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
And the firmament, in my thing, it says, shows and proclaims his handiwork. I want it. Say it.
I want it.
I want it.
I want
the handiwork.
I want the handiwork.
See, listen, I understand that you're used to failure. Say it. I am. Say it. But we're going to change that. Say it.
In Jesus' name.
Because the heavens
are
going to give me the glory.
The
handiwork of God will be shown to me and proclaimed to me. In Jesus' name.
This will happen.
In the name of Jesus. Because you see, you're living life and you don't know what's coming down the road. Now, a lot of you are living life like they said in the New Testament, like it's been this way for 1,000 years since the days of our fathers, and nothing has changed. That's how you're living. That's why it's so easy for you to accept failure and loss and sickness, because you don't see brightness enough. Listen, if we never see another bright day, if we never see another bright moment, God's worthy of praise. I have to encourage you. You cannot believe the lies that hell is proposing and forcing down our throats. I will not let you do that.
Stand alone, I'm good with that. Stand with a group, I'm good with that. Do you understand? I'm not taking it. I have to tell you, I'm not okay with it. And I'm going to make myself a little vulnerable to you. Because something horrific happened in our family. And I want to share it with you tonight. I'm not one that allows people into my private world much. I'm an eighth generation preacher, and abuse is, I don't hunt it. It hunts you enough without you letting it in on purpose. Hello? So I'm pretty private. There's only a handful of people that has my phone number. It's on purpose. But I want you to understand that you're not alone. You feel alone. You feel isolated. Almost everybody in this room feels that way. But you're not. Say it with me. Heaven,
heaven.
Declare the glory.
Heaven,
heaven. Give it up.
Give it up.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
You understand? Some of us are going to get it in here. Tonight's our night. I'm one of us. I want this because I live life and don't like it. It's not awesome sometimes. You understand that? You see the white? I'm old enough to know that I'm right about this. Now, I like it when it's going my way and everything's awesome and there's enough money and I feel important. But sometimes it's just not that way. You know? Say it. Firmament.
Show me.
Proclaim for me. The handiwork. See, I have to. I'm going to go ahead and read you some verses. I just decided I was going to do that. I was going to go ahead with this, but I'm going to go read you some verses first. Because there's something I want to say to you that's funny. you're gonna be bug-eyed over this. I'm just gonna laugh at you because I want to. That's why. So let's read verse 2. It says, "Day after day pours from speech, and night after night shows forth knowledge." See, I want that. I want the speech. I want God to hear. I'm always pouring out speech toward heaven. I need the knowledge of God to fall on me. I need help. Say it. Say it again.
I need help.
So if you really mean that, call on heaven.
Heaven!
Declare!
Declare!
The glory!
Glory!
Ah, it's getting wobbly already. That's a good thing for you. Firmament!
Firmament!
Show!
Show!
Proclaim!
Proclaim!
Handiwork! Now I want you to look at verse 3 because you people that are feeling, because there's times that life does make us feel isolated and cut out and all of these things. It says, "There is no speech nor spoken word from the stars. Their voice is not heard." I know some of you have been in misery and pain and degraded and sick for a long time. And I don't like that either. But you listen to me. Stop your whining and stop it now. Listen to me. Proclaim with me. Heaven! Show me the money. I mean, show me the glory. Show me the glory. The heavens declare the glory.
The heavens declare the glory.
Declare it.
Declare it.
Heaven.
Heaven.
Okay. All right. Verse The handiwork of the Lord. What does it look like? What does it look like? What is it? Don't name it or nothing. I don't want to hear it. I've heard enough misery. But let heaven hear it. If best case scenario fell on you right this second, what would be the first thing you checked off the list? What is it? Call it out to heaven. Heaven! Declare the glory! Y'all, we was over there in Thailand. I was with Leif Heitland, and that ain't pronounced right. Yeah, not like he said it. And he'll fuss at me about saying it wrong. And Brother Mel Torrey, you know him? And we were in a pile and we was doing some stuff. Listen, I'm telling you, the foundation of the place shook. It was awesome. You hear me? I was frightened. Because you're sitting there calling on God. And then he liked it and said, I'm in. And then miracles started flowing.
Hallelujah.
Say it with me. Heaven.
Heaven.
Declare.
Declare.
The glory.
Firmament.
Show.
Show.
Proclaim.
The handiwork.
I'm lost over here. Something happened to my thing. Sorry. Oh, there we are back. It says, day after day, the speech pours out. There is no speech nor spoken word from the stars. Their voice is not heard. Say, thank you, heaven.
Thank you, heaven.
For hearing me.
For hearing me.
Thank you, heaven.
Thank you, heaven.
For hearing me.
For hearing me.
Because lots of us sitting here feel like God's not listening. And that's where all these dumb theologies come from. Heaven is not brass. That's wrong. That almost got out, Paul. Woo! Wow, you're just going to have lots to clean up. But it didn't happen, thank you, God. Okay. So oh, I'm so happy it didn't get out. All right. Because it will. I don't know its subject. I'm human. I apologize. I don't know. It just comes out sometimes. There is no speech nor spoken word from the stars. Their voice is not heard. This ought to please you. But it also ought to make you afraid because of all your whining and complaining. Stop it. Worship. We worship. What we was feeling a while ago is right. It's right to be that way all the time. All right, now, yet their voice in evidence goes out through all the earth. They're saying to the end of the world, oh, heavens, God, has God made a tent for the sun, which is as, now here's the one I was trying to get to and I made it. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber. And it rejoices as a strong man to run the race. See, I'm a runner, bicycler person. I've run in 5 years, I've run 30 marathons. And I'm 65. So I started when I was 60. And I didn't want to, but it's my grandson's fault. Sir, there you go. I wouldn't have done it for anybody but him. So I did. There you are. So, and now I'm into this thing. And them boys just schedule us. They're running 100 miles. And I'm running 50. So I'm in this training thing. It's bizarre. I don't know. It's got I don't know. It's awesome, to tell you the truth. I got more energy than everybody in this room put together. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. You hear me?
Yes.
I want you to understand I get the strong man race deal, right? But I also get the bridegroom thing. Because see, we're the bride of Christ. And there's not enough teaching anymore on the bride. In our responsibility, in our who we are to Him and how He is to us, and our inheritable portions of what God has, which is everything. Because I'm a son. So I get it all. And it's all good. There's not even a shadow of turning of evil in it. That's not very thick, a shadow. And so that's not very much. And so listen to me. That brought up to me, because I'm fixing to tell you an issue that we had. But one of the reasons we won is because of this bridegroom thing that I understand. This sonship. This daughter of Zion. You're impregnable. Your defense is your bulwarks. He is our shield. He is our rock. He is our defense. He is our fortress. He is our foundation. He is our light. He is our love. He is our mercy. He is our grace. We win! And, you know, I got to thinking about this, because whenever that thing, them angels turned on all my stuff, and I trying to find what He's wanting me to see. Y'all, this bridegroom God is this fierce. He loves us with fierce love. And I'm not the guy. I'm such a human. I'm not the guy to really explain this love issue. But when I look at my world and my life, my wife, I love that little grandma sitting over there, buddy. Don't touch her. Not even with a word. It has serious repercussions. Listen, y'all got to hear me. That day, because I told her, I'm an eighth generation preacher's son, but I was so angry with the church because of the failures and frailties and humanity and humanism and compromise, and made me mad. And so I left. And I went and joined a gang, and they didn't lie to me, or I'd have shot them. There's more honor. And that's sad that it's that way. And we're going to fix it. Because we're going to understand the lordship in the bride. We're the bride of Christ, and the bridegroom's love for us, and His wooing and His caring. This woman, I was a mad little feller with a few guns and would shoot you and live with the consequences. I was just mad. I didn't like it being lied to by adults. When I figured it out. So I got these guns and I made myself tough. Got the fire whipped out of me, and I whipped the fire out of folks, and I was just mad. But this woman came into my life. She was fine. And she wiggled and she walked and she giggled and she talked. Woo! That's what I like. And you know, and I don't have the right to express that to you in an open assembly. You know, because I'll get judged by it on the internet. I mean, but you see, I'm afraid. But you listen to me. That woman got my attention, that certain wiggle and walk and giggle and talk thing. And I tried to go with her, and she wouldn't do it. She was afraid of me. Very smart human. I wasn't right. And it's my own fault. I take full responsibility. And it's important that you do that. But this, finally, she went out with me, and I treated her to this day. I've treated her like I think she is. She's awesome to me. We've both changed over the years, lots. But I still love her like the day. Listen, when I told her, I'll marry you, because she asked me to marry her, and I said no. Is that true or not? I said, no, I won't marry you, but you can marry me. That means a lot to me. And so, believe it like you want, I don't care. I ain't got to worry about you. And so I told her finally, we worked out the details. And I said to her, look at me, I ain't doing it in no church. I don't believe none of them. She said, I don't care, I want you. Yeah, baby. So it's true. And so I said, but you look at me. I don't care what color you wear. I don't care none of that mess. I said, but if you don't have a miniskirt on, when I see you, I'm walking. She said, I don't care how short you want it. I said, short. I want to see the commodity. See, y'all's world ain't used to that kind of talk from right here. But you listen to me. I wasn't right, and I've already admitted to that. Dude, listen to me. I'm sitting there, and I got my guns, and I'm all of this stuff. But when that woman, listen, y'all listen, please hear me. When she walked around that corner, and I looked at her, that woman was fine, boy. That miniskirt, she looks... I said, I did good. You know, I was pleased with my bride. You hear me? I'd have done anything for that woman. Still do. Doesn't matter. Listen. Because I meant what I said when she said... My daddy was the guy, he was a preacher, he was God. We allowed him to do the talk thing. I told him, you got 10 minutes. I told him, look at this, dude, I got business. I ain't going to sit here for no 2 hours, you knotheads. That ain't what we came for, all that mess. I don't believe that stuff. So, it was great, wasn't it? Tell them, woman. Because see, God knows the future. But listen, I have to. You have to understand. He loves me like I love her. You got to get this. See, I walk around that corner in my miniskirt. Heaven's jaw hits the deck. You know, and you say, no, God ain't like that. Yes, He is. He loves me. And He loves me all the way. You understand that? I want to dress how He wants me. I want to act like He wants me. I want Him to want me. I want heaven to care for me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
And that's how I see it. And to you it's skewed. It's not to heaven. And I got proof. Now, it is funny, that thing about the miniskirt. But you listen to me. I want to impress Him. I want Him to love me.
Amen.
And that's how I see it. You understand? And it's awesome. He likes me. I'm telling you, heaven likes me. And He likes you the same. And that's the truth. Y'all, I'm going to tell you this. It's very personal. But it's important for you to understand why I won. It's because I stay in my miniskirt. I want heaven to be impressed. You got to understand that. Now that I explain it to you, you understand why. That's how I see it. If I'm the bride, I got to please him. I want him being impressed with my love for him and for my wanting to be with him. And that's right. That's absolutely right. And something happened to us not long ago that I want you to be in on, and I don't care about your opinion, so keep it. The reason is because my bridegroom was impressed. You understand? Look here, my wife and I did that thing we did last year when y'all was with us in Africa, that portion y'all was with. That was the longest journey I've ever been on away from her. My wife, I'm talking about, and my kids, and our work in Mexico. We organized this world tour thing. I went in all the continents 2.5 times. I mean, I went, listen, everywhere. Man, I was in places, I was so scared my teeth were chattering. And God would just walk by me. I got this. It's amazing. And I'm impressed with him, and he's impressing me, and wow, and these miracles are flowing like raindrops, and wow. And then it happened. It you know, you got to live life, right? All of a sudden, my thing went off. I look at it, and it's the FaceTime. It's Miss Hogan. Now, because I love her intently, dearly, and truly. I've learned her over the last 46 years. Look, she touches me, and I know what she's thinking. I look at her without her saying a word. I know what's going on. I look at her on the thing, and the first thing out of my mouth was, "Give me a name. I'll be there in a few hours." I was coming with guns. But the look on her face was way beyond casualty. It was, I've never seen it quite that rough before. And she says these words to me, "Help me, David." Well, I need a name, woman. And she said, "It's not like that." I said, "It has to be something." And have y'all people met my grandson Corbin? Yeah, I think y'all have, right? Don't y'all know my grandson Corbin, right? Yeah, I think so. Corbin, he's big. He's way bigger than me. Big, and he's in our world, the Indian language people that I deal with, there's a term that you don't have in your English language. Y'all have lost some of the necessary things. It's your fault because of your modernization and industrialized atmosphere. You don't need anybody, but actually you need people. And there's a term we have called Kering Chai. It's a Mayan thing. Kering Chai is dearly beloved inheritor. And for me, Corbin, my oldest grandson, is my Kerim Chai. You understand or not? And y'all, the ones of y'all with any kind of age on you, you understand how hard it is to grow kids up. Now I've grown mine up, and now we're growing up the grandkids. Boy, nobody speaks of how hard that is. It's not easy to get the first level out. But now the second level, oh my God. Dude, it's not, I don't know what to say to you. It's not as impressive as I remember it trying to be. It's hard. And now, Ms. Hogan says, it's Corbin. I said, give me a name. And then just took the thing off, I'll be there directly. She said, no, it's not like that, David. I said, it is. I'm looking at your face, woman. She said, he's dead, David. So is this personal enough for you? Is that hard enough for you? I don't know what to say to you. I'm very emotional, and I want you to feel it. Because this glory thing, you need it. This bride and bridegroom thing, you better work it out. You gonna need him. And no excuse is gonna work. You hear me? When it comes down to this grandson laying there dead and my wife's got her hands on him, and I can't get a hold of the mom, my daughter-in-law, and I can't get a hold of my son, Joseph. Y'all know Joseph. Look how quiet you are. I'm not having that.
Lord Jesus is king.
This is how it's going to go for you. You ready? Heaven!
Heaven!
Declare the glory!
Declare the glory!
On my behalf!
On my behalf!
Help me!
Help me.
I said, Ms. Hogan, just give me a name. I'll be there in a minute. I said, it's not a name, David. It's killer bees. I said, what'd you say? He was out working in a Ebola hive. He was on the tractor and hit a hive of bees. And these killer bees, y'all don't know them yet. They'll make it directly. Those things adapt. And they're in already up in all of the southern states. They're coming. And I don't want them to come. You do something to stop them. You hear me? Put angels or something out. They're horrible. All right. It's a man-made plague. All right. But listen, I don't want to discuss that part. You have to understand. When you raise a kid, Joseph, my son, and then he gets a kid, how I watched him care for that boy and get him through, and he dadgummit made it. He's fixing to get married in a month and a half. They made it with the knot head, big old strapping tough thing. Good boy, good natured kid. He's not evil at all. Why? I didn't ask that question. Did I ask that question? It's not mine to ask, and it's not yours. But I do have answers for you. Because I did walk it out. And I won. Now, I'm telling you, firmament, say it. Show me. Proclaim for me. The handiwork. Of the gospel. But you see, I have to be adorned as a bride. You understand that? You don't want the miniskirt. I don't care. Dress like you want to. I'm going miniskirt, Jack. I want to impress the king. Now listen. It's fun for me. So there you have it. So, I said, where's he at, Miss Hogan? She said, he's right here with me. I said, turn the phone. I want to see him. Listen, my daughter Crystal is there. My wife is there. Some of our other workers are there. All of the ranch workers are there. This is horrible. When she turned that phone around, I don't have adequate words to describe to you the horror of seeing that young man laying there dead. And he's already been dead an hour already. And he's not coming. They've been trying to get him back. Ms. Hogan says to me, "What do I do?" All right. So, all right, you men that are in and out, you're a coward. Bring it. I ain't got no time for you. We got a man up. Listen to me. You listen to me, men. We got to do this. You daughters of Zion, say, "Yes, I'm right." Say it. I'm not angry with any of you men. But it's coming. Life's coming. And it ain't going to be gentle with you. It's going to box your ears just right. And you're going to wish you had put that miniskirt on when I offered it to you. You can laugh all you want. But there's time you're going to need it. It's coming. Because life, I don't know, it rains on the just and the unjust the same. Good, bad, and ugly. You understand me? I'm telling you, I'm right about this. And I need to encourage you. I may be clumsy at this and awkward about my presentation. And you're right about that. There's people who can do way better jobs. But they can't do what I can do. I can do this. I'm a bride. And I may not be the prettiest. And I may not be the most eloquent. And I may not be the most gifted, but I'm going to tell you this. I've got my job, Jack. And I'm not backing down. You understand me? You hear me? We got this, men. We can do this. I want you to be encouraged. Don't think I don't know how difficult it is. I'm looking at my dead grandson. You back off. That's hard. And I know some of you have been through it. It ain't awesome. I'll say it like that. But here again, I'm wanting to pick up my 44. I'm wanting to deal with it like a human. That just ain't going to work. You understand me? You ain't got enough bullets for that. What you going to do with that? That ain't the answer. The answer is put your miniskirt on. Answers to impress the bridegroom. Answers to get his backing helping you. Say it, heaven!
Heaven!
Give it up!
Give it up!
I need the glory!
I need the glory!
Handiwork!
Handiwork!
Show me!
Show me!
Proclaim for me!
Proclaim for me!
Come on, firmament!
Come on, firmament!
I want it now, because you got to understand, I'm always viewed as too aggressive, you know, too hot, too, you know, is that so? What about my grandson laying there dead? Now how hot am I? Now how dangerous am I? I didn't call you, did I? And that's on purpose. You understand that? I'm looking for my bridegroom. I don't need you. It ain't nothing against you. I need help that can do something.
Amen.
Yes. His name is Jesus. Yes. And his name is Jesus.
Yes.
Are you interested in what we did? Because
yes.
When I looked, saw my wife hurt like that, you understand, there ain't no limit for me. You think you all in. I'm talking all in to you. I didn't even know about your little statement, did I? You know I didn't. But it does matter. Everybody, no, my little bit. No, your little bit is enough. Give it all. I'm in Germany, man. How can I do anything? That's the right question. I told that woman, let me see that boy. She turned that thing around there. I couldn't believe it. I'm so glad she didn't see the look on my face whenever I... Because that phone turned around away from her. She can't see my look. That boy laying there dead. Tongue hanging out, swollen, because they went down his throat, stung him all in, closed up his passageway. No air getting in. That's what they do. You don't know. You think you know. Do I hate the insects? I'll kill them all. You just let me find a nest. I'll walk right up on them eye to eye and throw the powder on them. Sting me, but I'm going to kill you. So, anyway, that's something else. So, that's Grandpa. I'm going to fix it. Okay, so here's how it went. You know, me, aggressive, wild, loud fella, this is how it went. Just like this tone of voice. Because I can't alarm her. You understand? Somebody's got to be the cutoff spot. That's me. Say it. You want to know why? Heaven!
Heaven.
Declare.
The glory!
Firmament! Show me the money. I mean, show me. Proclaim to me.
The handiwork.
See, we got to have this. You understand that, right? There's stuff comes down the trail you can't fix. You understand that, right? I got brawn. That won't work. Oh, man. So I started talking to him. It was most amazing. My wife's sitting there. You hear her crying in the background. You hear my daughter crying. That's the time to cry. There is such a thing. And this is it. The Kedim Chai laying dead in front of you. And there's, do you understand what zero feels like? I know. Do you understand me? She knows. The only option she had, she called. The only option I had, together we called.
Amen.
Heaven!
Heaven!
Declare the glory for me. Firmament.
Firmament.
I need you.
I need you.
Help me.
Help me.
I need the handiwork.
I need the handiwork.
I said to him, Corbin, this is Papa. You can't do this. I'm not going to let you. Now, it's like I have an option. But you see, I have a bridegroom. He happens to be the author of life. He happens to be the King of Kings. Oh my God. And the Lord of Lords. And he happens to be my friend. Did you know, brother? Praise the Lord. You know, won't you keep that, all right? What does zero mean? It means I knew. Now, I said, Corbin, I need you to come back to me, son. He didn't listen to me, and he's never in his life been disobedient to me. It don't matter what he's doing. If I say something out of my mouth, he'll do it no matter what. Isn't that awesome? Have a grandson like that, a good-tempered, even-tempered, good-natured kid. And he just loves me. And now something's done killed my boy. You think that's okay with me? What's the matter with you? But at the same time, hell's speaking to me, isn't it? Telling me what a zero I am. If I was a good grandpa, this wouldn't have happened. If I'd have known who Jesus really was, this would have never happened. But me, I'm ignoring hell. I'm looking for the bridegroom, son. You understand I didn't have any options, right? I needed help. But who? There ain't any. There's no antidote for this. There's no anti-serum. There's no help. Except Jesus. Probably 10 or 15 minutes went by, I'd say. But I don't know. It could have been longer or shorter. I was wherever I was. It wasn't awesome. All of a sudden, I saw this with my eyes. See, your problem with me is not that I lost my grandson. That don't feel good. And it's not the emotions that I had whenever we was in the death scenario. Your problem with me is I saw him when he came back to life. That is your problem with me. Because I am a favorite son. And I got my mini skirt on. You understand the things I got going for me, boy? Heaven is over there looking at me. You have to understand what I'm saying to you. Because it does matter. It absolutely does matter. Shakaba, the king of the ages, looked over there. I don't know which angel. Don't give a flying something or another. Do you understand? I don't. Who cares what their names are? And I don't care personally. Just do your job, Jack. And that is the truth. I'm expected to do mine. I'm up here. You expect a certain level of intensity over here. How's this? Is this hot enough for you? Yeah, this will work, won't it? You ought to seen that boy when he came back to life. She's got that phone on him, and we're all watching. All of a sudden, he took a breath, and his eyes opened, and he looked at me. Yes, sir, Papa. Did you or did you not see him get married in his camo? Yes, she was. That was exactly a month after. I don't know why I didn't tell you. I'm so sorry that I didn't tell you. I apologize. That should have been told. Whoops. You have to understand, I don't care. I'll get up and laugh at you. No. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? This heaven declare the glory. You've got to have that. You know, you unbelievers that are here, that don't believe what I just said to you, especially I came for you. I can't wait to get that door to hell for you and then kick you in the backside as you fall in. I'm looking so forward to your surprise, your first breath that you take in hell. You're going to say, that's right. Oh, yeah, it's going to be too late. Now, I'm sorry to you, but I have had God raise the dead of these bad guys and get them saved. I can't say it's too late, but it's pretty close to too late. Do you understand my grandson got up, right? Do you understand that? So how do I feel now? You know, I was fixing to go preach, right? How can you have such an emotional burst both ways and be expected to be normal? I don't know. I want you to look at verse 6. I can't believe they put this in there. I didn't know such a verse existed. It says, and this is in the Amplified, it says, it's going forth, the rejoicing of this strong man. It's going forth from the end of the heavens. Do you understand that I praise Him for this. Do you understand that? There's no hiding from His awesomeness. Look what it says. And it circuit of this energy, this power of God, to the ends of it. And nothing, yes, no one is hidden from the heat of it. This fire that I talk about, this power, this energy, it's yours. All of ours. I know that I am normally, people look at me and go, dude, you're the exception. That's not true. We are the rule. We are sons of God. I have to share this with you. Don't you understand how compelled I am? I got the boy back. How do you talk softly to a dead man and him listen to you? I didn't even do the right prayer or nothing. But I did have my miniskirt on. Heaven's jaw was on the deck. Look, he wasn't looking at that dead boy. He was looking at me. You got to get this. He loves us. He cares for you. And I know it's bumpy sometimes. It's even harsh. But I have to clear up something. Jesus is King. I'm telling you, how awesome was that for my daughter-in-law when she heard. You ought to heard what she said to me. You ought to heard her. This, she don't ever say, she never call, she calls me Brother David. Brother David. Quivering. Thank you for saving my boy. My son Jody, I finally got my hands on him. You know what he said to me? Thank you for taking care of that for me, Dad. This is awesome what I'm saying to you. You understand? You hearing the value? Y'all, this is awesome now. Men, we got to man up now. Hallelujah. I got lots of miniskirts up here for you. Just fit you. Come on now, we got this. And this thing ain't no joke, this thing called life. It ain't fair, you're right. It's annoying, I can tell you what it is. But let me also tell you how awesome your God is. That bridegroom is attentive to his bride. He is alert and he is cautious. He says, it's like my Bible says in Psalms, it says, it is like a strong man when he's been alerted to danger when he draws the sword. Pride is there in need and the bridegroom is up and on the job. I'm telling you, this is right. You may not have, some of you have never heard this kind of language. I'm sorry to you about that. That has been fixed. I'm telling you, it's important. Because me as a human, the way I care for that lady and my kids and grandkids, God, in His awesomeness, how much more He cares for us. That's the truth. That is the truth. And some of you are going to go right out that door and nothing's going to change. But let me say something to you. Let your heart change. Atmosphere is not, that's not right. Circumstances, no. I'm not going to let you believe that. That's just not true. Jesus is King now. This is right. This is the truth. Shakala ba, shate ba. And I need you to want to step into this. So stand up, all right? Can we pray for, is that all right? Holy Ghost. How you want to go about it? Does it matter? Holy Ghost. Shula ba ka ba shatara ba shanda. Holy Ghost. Wow, thank you. It's been burning in me to tell y'all that would have put for what a podcast. Holy Ghost, got a little platform thing out here now. Y'all done got all fancy and everything. Man, we'll dance them on stage on you. And since I'm not afraid or embarrassed, that's a very good thing. Y'all, God has opened the planet to us. There's a meeting we're going to in a few months. Guess how many people they're estimating to me? 500,000. What? And it's a very sensitive area, Hindu-Muslim conflict area. We're going, man. There's another thing we're going to. Just confirmed that, actually today, we confirmed it. It's in Africa, South Africa, right over there, close to Swaziland. On the Mozambique border over there, they're estimating a couple of 100,000. It's that one. There's some stuff happening, nice stuff. I need y'all to want to do it. Just put your miniskirt on and swing, boy. We can do this, y'all. I know how difficult it seems. I live the same life you do, buddy. I drive the same interstate you do. I know how hard it is out there. Every day somebody wants to shoot me because I decide I'm going to keep going anyway. Every day. Every day. Every day. You ought to see it when I'm driving down the road and gold falls in my cab of my truck. The other day I was in Arkansas and some of my grandkids were there, and just right all of a sudden, just this amber liquid stuff starts falling. And I reached to try to get some of it. It won't respond to me. So I called my grandson over there. I said, just God let you pick that up. Because it was some kind of liquid in it. I would try to touch it. And it would, I know this is weird. I know that. It's not my fault. Weird stuff just is on ticket. I don't know what to say. And I try to touch it. It just scoot off. I'll just look at it. You're not supposed to have life. You're a liquid. And I took my grandson. I said, put your hand. And the thing stopped. He picked it up. It turned into this. You ought to see how big this diamond was. Really awesome idea. I don't know who had that idea, but it was nice to not let me do it, but let that kid do it. That was a good idea. Then these light blue gems started falling. And oh, dang, it was awesome. I want to say to you, but the bride has a pretty awesome bridegroom. He loves you. He wants to take care of you and bless you and love you and be attentive to you. But you need to let him. Do you understand me? You can't get any more manly than I am. But dude, I'm keeping my miniskirt on. That's the end of that. Heaven's going to be impressed. You got to understand what I'm saying. I'm speaking to you. Godly stuff. He loves you. And we can do this. And we don't have to listen to hell. And it's a lie. And I'm not going to do it. You know, people say to me all the time, why do good people die sick? I don't have an answer for you. But it's not going to change my message. Many of them as I can, I'm going to get them healed, Jack. That's how that's going to go. Understand? So I need you to want to. I'm not going to twist your arm. You want to be hurt and offended? Dude, be bad. Who cares? I don't want to be. I want to be honorable and blessed. I want to be admired. I want to be a person that heaven stands up and helps. Can it get any more dangerous than my own grandson? No, it can't. He was killed, and heaven brought him back to me. That's nice. You understand? That's pretty nice. I like that. And I'm grateful. And I'm not good at expressing. Like I say, I'm clumsy and awkward. You're right. What else I need to say? Why you need eloquent? Why don't you just need Jesus? He heard me. Ah! So, if you don't know Jesus, I need you to come down here and we're going to pray with you. It may not be me, it'll be somebody. I'll try, but who knows? We'll see. Nice music. Thank you. Pleasing. You gotta understand how I'm in on this. I'm in. You understand that, right? One of these days they'll get me, but it ain't today. And when they do, the only one thing for you to remember, I brought it on myself. Because I'm not going back down. You understand I'm not bluffing over here? Hell killed my boy. My great Redeemer brought him back to me. So if you don't know Jesus or you feel backslid in your spirit, I don't want you to be ashamed. Look at me. You see me ashamed? That's for weirdos and losers. That's not for me. You don't know Jesus, you feel backslid, I need you to come up here. We're going to pray with you and bless you, and you're going to get out of this awkwardness you're in. In Jesus' name. If you're sick in your body, I want to do incurable first, but it doesn't matter to me. If you're hurting, bring it on. Come on down here. Line it up. Ushers, line them up. Holy. Holy! Step back just one step because I want to be able to walk amongst you. This here ain't for me up here. I'm coming down there where you are. We got to look each other right in the eyes over here. Holy! You understand I bless you, right? I didn't come here to curse you. You found that out, right? Holy Ghost, fire! Heaven! Declare the glory.
Declare the
glory.
Firmament.
Show me.
Proclaim on my behalf.
The handiwork of the Lord.
Gotta
know what it's like to break. And now, when I saw that boy, I finally got back off the trip. You ought to have seen that bit because he's big. He rolled up on me. Big boy. He put his head on my shoulder. Rubbed my head. You know what he said to me? Thank you, Papa. You understand? That's all I want. That's awesome, huh? Now, you may not be incurable. Come up here. I'm going to spend a minute. We're going to talk about how awesome God is on your behalf. Jesus loves us. And that's the end of that. Should have seen when that old big boy got up. I don't even have adequate words for that. It was awesome. Save my boy. And I do know it don't happen all the time. I do understand that. But it happened this time. Didn't it? Now he's an old happy married fella. That little old bride, they just, I done found him. I've located him where I'm going to put him in the work. It's the meanest, most demonic, less spiritually God-active part of our work. And I'm going to throw my ketting chai at it. You know what's going to happen, right? We're going to have a revival over here. Look at me. What's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? I got my miniskirt on and heaven likes it. True statement. Touch us, mercy. Come on. Glory of God, come. We need our Kerem Chai. Say it. I know some of you need your Kerem Chai back. I know you do. Say it out of your mouth. I need him. Her. Hell, give him up. In Jesus' name. Now start worshiping God, because we're going to pray. And it's going to happen for you in Jesus' name. Help yourself, little bro. Do whatever it is you do, but do it to God. Thank you. If that's all right. Come on, can I pray with you? Is that all right? Can